Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and perhaps for some of you, even good night. I'm so happy to spend this time together. Let's begin with the invocation. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the messenger, the spirit of guidance. And being as those of us who have come together for this day are placed in so many places in the world, let's extend our hearts or those hands that reach out subtly and take hands around the world. It's almost as if we share in a breeze of love, of harmony, of beauty. And let's say the invocation one more time. Towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the messenger, the spirit of guidance. Yes. We've come together at a challenging time in the world. And, you know, I was looking at some of Murshid's teachings on healing and on being in the world. And he was saying the same thing 100 years ago, that we've come together at a challenging time in the world. And then I was looking at the ancient teachings, and Krishna was saying that to Arjuna. We've come together at a very difficult time in the world. And it could very well be that everyone who has had a sense of the wholeness of humanity and our living world has said those very words.
Devi, sorry to interrupt you. Just a reminder that this seminar is normally translated consecutively. So yes. you have to leave a bit of space for the translation. Or you can, if you speak in a slow pace, I think that also works. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And so sorry to everyone who is receiving translation. Perhaps the message, Nori, that you just gave me is the message at this time. That we need to go slow. We need to remember that we speak different languages. We need to give each other time to translate. And we need to remember that we don't all think the same way, feel the same feelings. We don't all perceive the world as our brothers and sisters in other places. So this is an appropriate way to begin. In the teaching of Pir Murshid Inayat Khan, he encourages us to be, on the one hand, attuned to the divine, and on the other hand, practical in the world. Yes. So I was looking at Murshid's teaching on connecting deeply with the divine, and on the other side, being honest and clear and aware of the world around us. He encourages us to have this deep connection, but not to hide in our cave. Rather, to each of us act appropriately according to our conscience, what we are moved to do. So this brought me back to the prayer for those who are deeply attuned to healing. In the Anayatiya, we think of this as a prayer for healing conductors. And that prayer is, Beloved Lord, Beloved Sovereign, Almighty One, Almighty God, pour thy healing power through my breath, my thought, my glance, my words, and my touch. I want to read something to you from the teachings of Pir Murshid Inayat Khan. He said, we need to awaken the spirit of the world from this thought of antagonism and mutual hatred, and bring about a feeling of human kinship, so that all humanity may meet with one another, whatever their nation or race or religion, in one place, one center, namely in the thought of God. Confucius said, as a curse, may you live in interesting times. But perhaps, rather than a curse, it is a challenge to rise to a place of strength, of deep connection with the divine. So, for our time together, I'd like to look at that prayer for healing conductors, for those who feel that part of their purpose is to be a source of healing in the world. First, Paramurshid Anayat Khan says, pour that healing power. So where does that healing power come from? Let's turn each one of us in our own way towards the source of all healing. For some, it's much easier to do if you close your eyes. For some, it's easier to do if you truly open your eyes. Turning to the divine, the one, to God, to the wholeness of the universe, turning to the source of all. And so the first step in this prayer is to open oneself to be touched by that source. Perhaps you feel it as a touch of blessing. Perhaps for you, it's an opening to something beyond what you know. Perhaps for you, it feels as if you are taking the hand of the beloved. And then the first step is to allow the divine grace and blessing, the divine spirit, to flow through your breath. Breathing in and realizing you are taking in the divine life and light. Letting that divine life flow deeply into you, filling your body, your mind, your heart. Your soul recognizing it is part of this divine breath. And then realizing that as your breath flows out, there's a radiance coming from you. A radiance of breath going out into the world. You might notice that just by putting your attention on someone you care for, that divine breath touches them with kindness, with blessing. You might notice that as you breathe in deeply of that divine blessing. And then let your mind touch other places in the world, that naturally that blessing flows to those places without effort. You might even imagine the whole world as if you were looking from space, beautiful, whirling on her axis, blue, green, brown, sparkling white clouds, all receiving that divine blessing. And so the first step is connecting with that divine source. The second is realizing it's already flowing into you and out into life on the breath. The breath, which is the divine life and light. The second thing that is spoken of in that prayer is thought. How do we open our thinking so that it is also receiving from that divine blessing? That divine spirit. You can allow more space between your thoughts. Relaxing the brain. Relaxing your mind. You can choose what to think. One thing that will help you to relax your mind and allow space for the divine spirit, the divine blessing, is to choose an attitude of possibility. It is possible for my thoughts to be thoughts of joy, kindness, openness, curiosity, wonder. How can you begin this process? You begin with the practice of concentration. So let's do this right now. And my suggestion is that we concentrate on the thought of love or peace or kindness or compassion. Choose one and then hold that thought in your head. Hold that thought in your mind. So choose. Holding that thought of love or kindness or peace or compassion. Holding your mind steady on that thought. Holding it tighter. Bring your mind back, holding steady, holding that thought. You might even feel your brain is getting tighter. One more minute, one more moment, and relax into the feeling. Letting go. Resting in that thought and its deeper feeling. As you allow your mind to hold thoughts that you choose, and you get used to letting those thoughts touch their deeper feeling, you will find that your thoughts carry those feelings into your life and out into the world. So the prayer, beloved Lord, Almighty One, Almighty God, pour thy healing power through my breath, my thought, and the third is the glance. When your breath is attuned, aligned with the divine, it's as if you become like a wave in an ocean, having your own separate identity and yet being part of the whole, and you have access to the power of that whole, to the blessing, the grace of that whole. When your thoughts leave space for that divine spirit, that divine blessing, to be conveyed through the deeper feeling into the world, again, you are accessing an infinite source of love and harmony and beauty. Remember, we are talking about living in a world of great challenge and change. And so now, the glance. Our eyes generally take in the world around us. But let's close our eyes for a moment. Turning to that infinite source, allowing that ocean of divine love and spirit and beauty to come into our breath. To touch our attitudes, our thoughts, and when you open your eyes, you could let them flow out into the world by appreciating what you see. Opening your eyes and looking for something beautiful. Appreciating the green world, the beautiful oceans, thinking about things that are precious to you. You can take this glance with you as you walk through the world, seeing the beauty in the whole creation, the native peoples, the indigenous peoples have a saying to walk in beauty. Imagine yourself in a challenging conversation with someone who you don't agree with, and yet remembering that this is a child of God, this being is also breathing the divine breath, the divine life and light. That we share space in this living world. Then when you look upon them, remembering the beauty of their creation first. When you let them know that you do not agree, there's still an opening to dialogue, to finding a way to harmony, even in the disagreement. Does this mean a cessation of conflict in the world, of wars? Our history has proven that that is very difficult. Nonetheless, we are providing a medicine that does help. And it could be that this medicine of remembering that we are in it together, that we are all sharing in the divine breath, can open a way to finding harmony where there seems none. So we come together on the outside, in the world, and on the inside, in our hearts and souls, on the Sufi path. I'm not saying this is easy. And yet in his teaching, Murshid does say, I'll read you another saying of Murshid before we go on. He said that the world is divided into so many sections, one working against another, that humanity must at least unite in God. So he's challenging us. And remember, he lived in a time of great strife. He lived during World War I and the time right after World War I. And yet he says, if there's no place else to unite, then it's up to us to remember that we do unite in this place where we share breath, where we can access the divine thinking, where we can remember and let that be reflected in our glance. Yes. So now we turn to something a little more concrete, and that is our words. Here we see much more quickly the effect of what we're doing. So let's go back. First, attuning to the source. To the holder of the universe. To the divine presence. Remembering again. Realizing how our breath is actually the divine life and light, constantly flowing into us and out. How we share in the one life. Then again, choosing one thought to concentrate on. Realizing that as we think clearly, as we hold our mind steady and our glance steady on a thought, letting it deepen into the feeling associated with that thought, we are actually creating living thought beings that are going out into the world, transforming the world into one of love and harmony and beauty. And once again, opening our eyes, looking upon the world, sending those thoughts out through our glance, we are looking upon a world of crystallized light, all part of that same one wholeness. And you can bring your words out into that world as well, affecting the world. I notice that Piercia, when he begins a conversation, he says, "Dear one." Perhaps he has said to you, "Dear," and said your name. Or you've noticed him saying that to someone else. Perhaps he began his conversation with you by saying, "Dear friends." Letting that experience of the unity flow out through his words. And it touches us, doesn't it? And you could remember a time that you were speaking to someone and you had those feelings of, "This is my dear friend." And so your words carried, maybe they carried joy at seeing this person. Maybe you were whispering secrets of delight to each other. Maybe your conversation was more serious, given that we are living in interesting times. Your words can be suggestions of possible choices, possible futures. When we pray aloud, our words are conduits for the divine presence to come into life. In this way, we are bringing the divine healing presence into the world. And when we do this consciously, it carries great effect. So, what do I mean by doing this consciously? First, you remember that dedication to staying connected to the source of love and life and light and so much more. Then you are leaving space for that to flow through your thinking, through your glance, and now also into your words. You might have been ready to say something hurtful. And then you remember. And instead you say something honest, but also with kindness, balancing truth and compassion. It's not easy living in a world of great change. But healers are warriors of light. A healer's shield is that remembering. That no one can touch that deepest place. A healer's sword is that balance of truth and compassion. And a healer's presence is what carries love and harmony and beauty and the capacity for great transformation into the world. And so now we come to the last of those five items in the Healing Conductor Prayer. Beloved One, Beloved Source, Almighty God, pour thy healing power through my breath, my thought, my glance, my words, and my touch. When the spirit of compassion and love, the spirit of healing and beauty, the spirit of transformation and possibility are imbued in your being, then your touch becomes a healing touch. And your actions begin to emit, to carry a healing presence. This is a quote from Pir Murshid and Nayat Khan. It has been said that we grow into the likeness of what we habitually contemplate. I'll say that again. It has been said that we grow into the likeness of what we habitually contemplate. So our actions can carry a likeness of the divine. And here is where that inner jihad that we hear about, that inner challenge to choose thoughts of love and kindness, thoughts of possibility, thoughts imbued with hope and with faith, come fully into the world. Each one of us will act in accordance to our nature. For some of us, our action will be on the inners, with prayer, with attunement to the divine, sending out those thought forms, those muakkals that will carry love, peace, possibility into the world. For some of us, our actions will be in the way we treat our friends, our neighbors, the people we pass on the street, the ones we meet when we are gathering our food, or when we are at work. For some of us, those actions will involve tending to those who have been displaced by sending money, by offering support with food or housing, for some of us, our actions might even be of a stronger nature. But we never let go of that remembering that we are part of one whole living world. We always err on the side of kindness. We always step forward with thoughts of peace rather than violence. And we live in a world of great change. So the question is, how does a person interested in healing, who feels called to that, all of us who have come together today, how do we take in the pain of the world without being overcome by it? Without turning to negativity in thought or action? Murshid said to take in the pain of the world, but he did not say to take it on. When your heart is as big as the universe, there's room to hold everything and still space to spare. So let's do a little practice together. First, coming back to, maybe first we should stretch. Let's just stretch out a little bit. Move. Let yourself remember you are sitting here. We are still connected around the world, still sharing breath. So, I'm sitting here in Seattle, Washington. It's chilly here. I have the fire going. I have my new little puppy sitting on my lap. It's very early in the morning. That's good news for you because she's asleep. Otherwise, she'd be very active. So here we are in the world now. Let's turn back. Let's turn back to our connection to the divine. And the breath of the universe is not just the breath of the air that circulates our planet. The divine breath permeates the wholeness. You can imagine that your heart is as big as the universe. That inside your heart is the reflection of the outer universe. There's space, galaxies, and there's our Milky Way. And you could glance at our solar system. Our beautiful Earth. And you might notice that the space in your heart, that space of the universe, is filled with a kind of loving presence. And you who are sitting, might notice that there are places of suffering in the world as you glance at it. And maybe you can glance, letting that loving presence be an elixir, a medicine, touching those painful places in the world. A universe of loving presence. Coming through your noticing. And giving just the right amount to those places of pain and suffering in the world. So you allow yourself to notice, you allow yourself to take it in, but not to overwhelm. You take it in as an understanding of what's happening. And you let that conduit that flows through your breath, your thought, your glance, your words, even move into the physical world, to touching the places of pain. You might even imagine that somehow that pain is getting what it needs to begin to transform. And perhaps you would whisper some words to that place, words of hope and faith. This too shall pass. A better time will come. We are not forgetting you. And then you leave as if something real has happened, trusting that every time you do this, it helps. And so you come back to yourself, remembering that your heart holds the whole universe. The divine heart is both outside and inside of you. We are called upon during this time to balance the inner life with the practical world. And we've been told by Murshid that we are capable of successfully communicating a message of peace to the extent that we have embodied that message. So we have a challenge ahead of us. And we are up to that challenge because we have each other. We are not alone. And we have come to a time in the world where there are enough of us who carry this message in our hearts and our minds that we can affect a change. The challenge is to have faith that it is working. All great transformation that has happened in the world has come from the grassroots up. Grassroots is an American idiom. It means it's all about us. Can we trust that it is working? When we think thoughts of kindness, when we listen to another person and truly hear them without trying to make them different. When we see the beauty of another person, another soul, first, and then discuss what needs discussing. We are part of a great time of transformation right now. All that was under the surface is now apparent. Finally, there is an opportunity for healing because we know the difficulties. In his teaching, Murshid challenges us to join the cultures of East and West and to find a way to value all faiths. I was speaking to a very dear friend, a Hopi elder and grandmother, a couple days ago. And she said to me that the Hopi prophecies that the elders in the Hopi people have said that the challenge of this time is to harmonize the cultures of the world and to find a way to value the many faiths. Isn't it interesting that the indigenous peoples, whose cultures have been around for tens of thousands of years, are saying the very same thing that Murshid brought to us? And he said that this is the challenge that has come also from before the modern Western world. So we have an ancient challenge in the present day. And we have been given the tools to face this challenge. And we know that when we come together to tend to the need in the world, our power is increased exponentially. So let's come together one more time, forming a circle around the world. Saying that prayer, beloved one, almighty God, pour thy healing power through our breath, our thoughts, our glance, our words, and our touch. And let's each, sitting where we are, whisper the places and situations and people who need that divine healing power, knowing that it is flowing to them. We'll take a moment of silence for you to whisper those places that come to you. O thou, the healer of all bodies, hearts, and souls, by thy mercy may these be healed. By thine all-sufficient power of healing, amen. Dear friends, may your days be filled with beauty and joy. May you find small things to appreciate. May you have the strength to see the beauty in all people, even when they're not acting beautiful. And may we all remember that we are in this together. I'll be thinking about you here in Seattle with my puppy on my lap. And I hope you also think about me. Thank you so much for having me today as part of this retreat.
Dear friend, beloved sister from North America, we were very happy to have you with us. It is so good to be able to unite, for all of us to unite in brotherhood and sisterhood. It's not only the West and the East that must be brought together, it's also the West with the West. And yes, in Ayatollah, this is how we do it. Thank you for your contribution. It is invaluable. Thank you.